38.
All sports.
All the time.
Yes, it is! Rhys Berry brings up her 200 in style.
Macquarie Sports Radio.
It's going to land with Florent, who's off to the races with one bounce. Giving chase as English can't catch him. Florent with the goal to win the game. He kicks it for Sydney. The young man is the hero tonight.
Absolutely sensational. A final to that game. Unreal. Ollie Florent took it on and kicked the goal. Sydney coach John Longmire will join us very, very soon. And Billy McGee, our all-sport expert ox, he's going to be a big part of our program. Every hour, Billy Boy is going to join us and let us know what we haven't been talking about, which is very, very important. The Sydney coach, John Longmire, has joined us on Macquarie Sport Radio Drive. G'day, John.
G'day, Mark Ox.
Hello, horse. How's things?
Yeah, going okay, mate. Always better after a win.
Gee, it was close. It was very... Were you a bit nervous towards the end there?
Yeah, I was a bit nervous when you were playing that replay of Ollie playing on after that mark.
I was
hoping that he would have pulled up at that point, but he went on and kicked it, so good on him.
So that was the question we were going to ask. He takes the mark, not much time left on the clock. You're yelling, stop, 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 kick it backwards. What's the perfect plan for him to do at that stage?
Oh, generally at that time, look, it's hard to know exactly how many minutes are left if you're Ollie, or how it's only about 20 or 30 seconds left. And obviously, if he had marked it, he would have been able to go back and soak some time up. And if he had missed that goal, it would have been a point. They get the ball and then they've got possession of it. But that's all well and good in theory. But the young kid marked it. Thought he could take the big ruckman on, but the big ruckman had a bit of toe. So
did he ever?
He was pretty good chasing him. So, he'll learn from that. But the good thing is he kicked it, so good on him.
It was a good finish. Can I wind it back 30 seconds? Caleb Daniel gets a footy. Luke Parker looks at him, thinks about chasing. I don't know if he thought that he was going to get disposed of the footy, but he almost stopped and then realised, oh, hang on, he's going to go for this. In the coach's box, I saw your reaction. I'm not sure how much hair you pulled out. Did you have a word to Luke Parker after it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't actually had a chat to him, but I thought it might have been a case of, hoping he wasn't going to get stepped, but... It was a good goal he kicked, and would have been nice to put a bit of pressure on him to finish him, try and kick a point. But he's a very good player, young Daniels. He's a very good player.
Yeah, good
horse
player.
Horse watching the game, Dane Rampey, just the decision making. Every time he gets the ball, it seems like he does exactly what he should be doing. Is this something he's always had right throughout?
Yeah, he's actually interesting. He took just about three or four drafts, and he really almost given up on his chance to play AFL footy when he came back in the Sydney League and did a pre-season up here and played a season, did very well, and we drafted him based upon his athleticism. And as a rookie, he only picked him up as a rookie. But really from the day that he turned up here, he's shown he's an elite competitor. And that holds him in great stead. And he just competes all the time and then... generally makes the right decisions with ball in hand, but he bases his game on being a massive competitor, whether it's on a tall or a small, he's got the capacity to play on both.
How often would he get beaten one-on-one, do you reckon? I can't remember many.
No, probably the Dangerfield last year in the final was probably one of the few times that he's been beaten. And as we all know, Dangerfield's a pretty reasonable player, but if I had the time again, I'd still put Rampey on him. So... that's just was one of those games where
he,
one of the few times he was beat.
Horse, just watching Buddy Franklin, many thought that he might have plateaued out, that he was, probably he'd reached his best and we're going to see it. Not a gentle decline, but maybe just a slow fade away from his best. But he's come out and proved so many people wrong, and his form in the first month of this year, you must be delighted with how he's going about it.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure how many people thought he might have been on the slide down. He still played really good footy last year and has done for us for a number of years now. He's started the season really well. He's had a really good summer, considering he had a few operations over the summer and got himself in good condition and was able to play a few of the pre-season games and has carried that form in so well. And what holds him in good stead is he's clearly got talent. You don't do what he has unless he's an all-time
talent. No, he's a freak.
But he's also a massive competitor. And when he's outnumbered, which he has been a few times this year, he's his willingness to compete and bring the ball to ground and get after it at ground level for an elite player is, extremely high level, and that's what makes him so good. He's, he's got the talent, but he's got the competitiveness with it as well, and those players are, as we know, very rare.
They are, and Jared McVay's another one of those. I'm not sure how close he was to not getting a contract as opposed to getting that contract, but gee, he makes great decisions too, John. You must be just delighted to have that so much experience down back and doing what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, his body wasn't doing him any favours the first half of last year, and so you're not quite sure about how long he's got. But then he had a really strong second half of the year, to his credit, and his body held up really well. It's been really the only concern, and then he's had a good pre-season. He missed a few weeks there with a calf niggle, but other than that, he was able to get back and play pretty quickly, and sort of his last quarter on the weekend, not only his decision making and his execution with the ball in hand, but his spoiling and his defensive work was of a really high standard. So yeah, we're really pleased with him. I hope he keeps going the way he's been performing.
John, talk us through the thought process. Players like Jared McVay, I mean, there's always talk that maybe they get rested on the interstate trips and things like that. The thinking from the coaches, the medical staff, the whole lot, do you try and preempt him breaking down just a little bit, or do you just keep him going and wait for the signs to come?
Oh, our players get tested every day physically, and how they're feeling, not only muscle soreness, but sleep and stress, and all clubs do it. And you try and get a bit of a inkling, if you can, as much as you can, how they're feeling. If they start to get a bit tired, well, then you adjust their training load first and foremost. That's the first thing you do. You make sure they're getting plenty of sleep, make sure they're getting plenty of recovery, and probably the last piece of the puzzle is them missing a game. So you try and do a few other things in the meantime that can help rest them and try and reduce that risk of injury. You can never really reduce it completely, we know that, but you try and get those things in place before they miss a game. But if they happen to miss a game, well, so be it. Particularly if that keeps them in healthy mind and healthy body for the rest of the season.
John, would you rather play a side that's been beaten well and truly the week before, or a side that's cruised through, coming up against Adelaide, who got their pants pulled down against the Pies on the weekend?
Oh, I don't know. So, who knows? I mean, we played the Bulldogs on the weekend, who had a great win the week before. And we thought they played really well on the weekend. And so their confidence was up. They play well. You just take it. You've got no control over that. We're just got to get what we can get right. And we know that Adelaide at their best are a very good team. And to Collingwood's credit, they played well. So we'll prepare for their best.
John, thanks for joining us on Macquarie Sports Radio Drive. Much appreciated. And congratulations to the club as well with the tribute to the Gary Rowan situation with the Twins. Just absolutely magnificent. Thanks for joining us.
All right, it's good to talk to you guys.
Good on you. John Longmire there, the coach of the Sydney Swans. It's not too late to join the team. The Sydney Swans have a range of membership options so that you can support the team onwards to victory. Visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au.
They're a great club, the Swans.